Taxpayers will pick up an additional $150,000 of the costs, to be exact. Columbus City Council tonight is expected to approve the additional expenditure. Last March, Council approved a contract with HNS Sports Group, the PGA Tour's management entity, that was not to exceed $200,000. Tonight's legislation does not explain why the additional expenditure is needed, but instead touts what the city says will be the economic benefits of hosting the event. The legislation says the event will generate more than $22 million in visitor spending, $1.2 million in income tax revenue, and will have a regional economic impact of $45 to $50 million. That includes an estimated 15,000 nights booked in local hotel rooms. With individual golf fans, business leaders, and political and diplomatic leaders from the U.S. and around the world expected to attend, the city views the President's Cup as an opportunity to sell the region as a business and visitors destination. Tickets to the four official rounds of the matches between a 12-man team from the United States and an international team have been sold out. The first round begins Thursday. Opening ceremonies and events will be held Wednesday at Columbus Commons Park downtown. The country music group Rascal Flatts will headline the events, which also include an international food festival, performances by other musical artists, and appearances by the U.S. and international team members. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.